Hello and welcome everyone in our third episode of our podcast. In this episode, we'll cover how training in small bites, small size courses can have a big impact. There are many styles of learning that content creators and training directors can tap into. But one that they are turning to more and more is micro-learning. Unlike the traditional model of learning, micro-learning enables learners to take very small size courses and training modules that target specific needs. You might be surprised to discover the degree to which training content delivered in very short bursts can have a lasting impact on a learner's mind. Many studies have shown that micro-learning actually increases learner retention. Whether you're developing training modules for a corporate environment or producing commercial e-learning content to take to market, and whether your target audience is expensive or small scale, micro-learning is an effective method for getting through to learners. If you've heard of dictionary apps that provide a word of the day or mobile apps that deliver fun facts via push notifications, these actually adhere to the same bite-sized methodology behind micro-learning. When you enter a quick YouTube search such as how to tie a tie or how to order a coffee in Swedish, you're essentially engaging in the process of micro-learning because you have a specific need that is being met by a brief, focused, instructional video. EdApp, an educational app, reports that typical e-learning courses have completion rates under 20%, while micro-learning courses regularly hit 90%. The completion stats for micro-learning are much better and have convinced producers of training content to pivot their approach from building long-form comprehensive courses toward very short micro-learning content that feels more conquerable for the contemporary learner. Micro-learning has grown so popular due to the number of benefits associated with administering content this way. Micro-learning allows for faster course delivery times. Developing micro-learning content is relatively inexpensive. It is not expensive to produce, to offer a micro-learning content. It is 50% cheaper to develop than traditional ones. Learners can find micro-learning flexible to their needs. They learn in their own pace, and they have to remember very small amounts of information at a given time. Micro-learning also boosts information retention. According to the theory of spacing effects, built by the German psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus, we remember at better rates when we revisited information in spaced periods after initially coming across it. The opposite of pulling an all-nighter to cram before an exam. hyperlearning offers the ability for personalized training. So it can be personalized based on a learner's particular needs, when courses can be easily accessed by searching keywords or asking questions, then a learner will be directed to exactly what they require. When learners are able to take quick, relevant courses at just the time they need to, their interest will be higher and they'll be more likely to apply the knowledge on the job.